The latest report says Americans are saving less and spending more.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. Happy Friday. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Word today from the Commerce Department that consumer spending was up in September, more than 0.5%. And at the same time, Americans are saving less and aren't seeing much growth in income. Jill Schlesinger is editor-at-large at CBS Money Watch. She's with us live from New York, as she is every Friday morning. Hey, Jill.
Good morning.
So it seems like people are spending a little money now, but at the expense of savings. What's going on?
Well, that's actually problematic. You know, the personal savings rate dropped to 3.6%. It's the lowest since December of 2007. In yesterday's GDP report, same trend that we saw. Here's the problem. When households increase their spending at the expense of savings, it's just not sustainable, and that makes these results somewhat suspect.
I know you just mentioned GDP numbers. The third quarter growth in the economy was about right on target, 2.5%. Is that enough growth, Jill, to really create jobs and get the economy going?
You know, that rate is just about the long-term average, but it's really low for a recovery to start to see real improvement in the jobs crisis. Growth needs to be above 3% for a few quarters in a row, you know, versus the herky-jerky results we've seen over the past few quarters.
Which was, what, 1.3% the quarter before?
And 0.4% the quarter before that.
Right. Jill Schlesinger from CBS Money Watch. Jill, thanks.
Great to be with you.
A lot of those people who spend money do it on their debit cards, and now JPMorgan Chase has decided not to charge a monthly fee for using those cards. Bank analysts say other major banks will likely follow after watching Bank of America get pummeled with consumer complaints for its $5 a month fee. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports.
JPMorgan started experimenting with a $3 a month fee last February. The fee was only charged in Wisconsin and Georgia. It'll be dropped next month. So is the debit card fee idea dead? Bert Ely is a banking consultant in Virginia.
I don't think it's totally dead, but it has suffered a fatal wound. And that's why I believe Bank of America will either abandon their $5 a month fee altogether or at least substantially modify it.
That could mean B of A customers with high balances wouldn't have to pay the fee, or Ely says you could get around it by applying for one of the bank's credit cards. But he says all the major banks will continue experimenting with other types of fees. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. Global shares are mostly mixed at the moment. In Europe, London shares are down about 0.25%. Same for French shares, but the German DAX is up right now. Asian shares were up anywhere from 1% to 3% today. The head of the Eurozone bailout fund is in Beijing asking for money today to help raise the fund's capacity. That comes a day after Europe released a plan going forward for its debt crisis, at least one way to move forward with it. Appliance maker Whirlpool said today profit doubled in its third quarter, but the company also says it'll cut 5,000 jobs because of higher material costs and softer demand. Wall Street yesterday, markets rallied anywhere between 2.5% and 4%. The Dow jumped 339 points to close at 12,208.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Reputation.com, monitoring, protecting, and improving reputations online while deleting personal data from the Internet. Reputation.com. By Allianz, managing more than $2 trillion in assets and providing investment solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S., AllianzUSA.com. And by Constant Contact, combining email marketing and social media for more customers and more time back on the clock. Learn more at ConstantContact.com.
Well, all this week, we're helping you understand why Greece is such a threat to the global economy and why you should care about it. While there's a European deal to help Greece through its massive budget woes, there's still a lot of reaction going on in the stock market, as we've witnessed the past few days, and in other markets that can affect your investments. John Spotto heads up the Century Financial Planning Firm in Massachusetts, and he joins us now. Hey, John.
Hi, Steve.
What kinds of questions are your clients asking you about what's going on in Greece?
Right now, their biggest concern, as you might expect, is the effect that all of this is having on their investment portfolio, which, you know, includes obviously their retirement plans. And the big concern is, am I going to be okay? Will I be able to retire as planned? will I be able to count on the money being there to help my child pay for college?
And what are you telling them, John?
These kinds of financial crises have occurred in the past. We've gotten through them. They will occur again in the future. And it is simply the price that we pay for investing and trying to earn better returns from the financial market, specifically the stock market.
But no doubt this stuff can be really scary, right, for people who have so much invested in their retirement or education savings plans?
Exactly. Understandably, it is. But the alternative of making short-term, rash, and let's say emotional decisions has just not proven to be an effective or profitable strategy.
How does a financial planner such as yourself, John, assess risks? Risks such as Greece in advance and shield your clients from it?
The only sensible way is explaining in advance, while we're helping them construct their portfolios, just how bad things can really get, to brace them for it, and then determine whether they've got the emotional ability and the financial capacity to be able to weather these downturns. If they're investing in stocks and they're doing so expecting a smooth ride, then they've really gotten into the market under false pretenses.
John Spotto, founder of Century Financial Planning. John, thank you so much.
My pleasure, Steve.
And finally, I've heard of some colleges that offer classes at odd hours, but this is a new one for me. Classes that run after midnight. USA Today reports some community colleges are having a tough time with space and faculty, so teachers and students burn the midnight oil. A majority of students sign up because they have to work during the day or have other classes. But wouldn't you know it, a few of those who signed up got confused, thinking 12 o'clock a.m. was really noon. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM. That's American Public Media.
The EU has spoken, and at least for now, Greece is back from the brink. But some of its citizens are still going to vote with their feet.
I know a lot of people, young adults such as myself, are actually going to colleges outside of Greece.
I'm Bob Moon. The Exodus, next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.